ESPN. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hey, did you give money to your teammate?
I don't know.
Seriously, was it important for you to be paid more than, say, J.J. Watt's being paid?
I left that up to my agent. I just made sure I took care of what I had to do on the field. So I left everything dealing with the money situation to my agent.
So that was never discussed between you and him, getting a contract that was better than Watt?
I trust my agent. I believe in what he does. And I just let him handle his job.
If you guys had not come to an agreement today, Justin, would you have shown up for training camp?
Probably not.
So how determined were you to see this through? I mean, you said probably not. How long would you might have you held out?
I'm not sure. I'm here now. We got the deal done, so I'm ready to play ball.
Hey, Justin, this is Dave Scretta with the AP. Congratulations. How important was it for you to stay in Kansas City?
To me, it was very important. I like Coach Reed a lot. He's a great coach. He helped motivate me. Each day, he pushed me to become a better player. So anytime you can get around that type of coach, you'll love to play for him.
Justin, Bobby Kagorian from the Star. How much did you feel like you knew this would work out in the end, and how much did you wonder along the way?
Well, at the end of the season, they told me just be patient. We'll get a deal done. Just be patient. Just wait. In due time, and it'll take care of itself. So that's what I did. I just sat back and waited on them.
And so basically, you sort of all along had faith that it would work out?
Yeah.
All right, Justin, congrats, man. It's Perez from the Star. Try this again, man. Just you predicted to go in the first round 4 years ago. When you dropped to the third, you lost millions because of that. So how much did that fall motivate you the last 4 years? Go out and kind of, prove how good you were and be, eventually recoup that money.
It has a little to do with me, my motivation, but I want to be great. I want to be known as one of the best to ever play the game, so that's my motivation towards the whole, my success. I just want to be great at what I do. I take pride in what I do, so I think that has a lot to do with it.
Hey, Justin, I mean, I know you guys, there were negotiations happening last summer, man. I'm kind of curious, you decided to go and bet on yourself. Just, at the end of the day, what led to your decision to not take whatever was offered last summer, bet on yourself and risk injury in hopes of a bigger payday?
I just prayed about it and I was just patient and just waiting my time. And I feel like when you know it's right, you'll know. So I just prayed about it and things happened. Well, I'm a strong believer. If anything's meant for you, it's going to be for you, no matter what's the circumstance or how you get it. And so I wasn't worried about it. I just took it one game at a time and focused on the game. I wasn't worried about an injury.
Justin Fletcher from ESPN again. The opponents are really going to be looking to slow you down this year. Are you ready for that? And how do you plan to counter that?
It's a team effort, so it's not just me they got to stop. They got to stop the whole defense. It's not just me out there on the field by myself. I talked to DJ and Tom on and off.
Were they optimistic as you were?
I was just checking in, seeing how everything was going. They just let me know how everything was going back here.
Did you feel like you had their support? Because what happens for you could be a trickle down effect for the next person in Houston when it comes to the contract.
We don't talk about that when we talk. We just let that handle itself. We just talk. We just see how each other's doing, how our family's doing. No, they told me to be patient, so that's what I did.
Justin, this is ATTV5. Congratulations. Many fans are wanting to know, how do you plan on spending some of that eye-popping money you got? Are you doing anything special for your family or anything like that? Going on a special vacation or buying something fun?
Well, right now, the season is right here, so I'm focused on football right now. I'll think about that maybe during the off-season.
Something for your family in the off-season?
Yes.
What gives you confidence that you're ready to repeat what you did 20
the work I put in. I just, once you get paid, it's not like you won the lottery. You still got to work to do that. So you still got to prove yourself. You still can get better each and every day. So that's my goal. I got a phone call yesterday saying I need to come to KC but when I was working out. So I was just treating it like a normal day, and I'm still going to treat it as is. I'm going to put this behind me and look forward for the season. The season is right here, so we got to get ready for the season, and hopefully it's going to be a big year.
When you flew to KC, were you optimistic? That's obviously a pretty good sign. I mean, you're saying, that payday might be coming today.
Well, I knew if I was flying out here, they wouldn't have me fly out here for nothing, so –